Okay, I'd like to try to cover the Inyan HaBara Misgagel today. But I'll tell you the truth, from Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush and the ramifications of it, whenever I think about my HaBara Misgagel, it comes to my mind so much that I'm afraid that we're going to lose just Pshat and Pash Pshat and Taisvis. So I'd like to try to split the day today to spend time on understanding Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in Taisvis, Pshat in the Gemara's case of HaBara Misgagel, and then Ulai to see if it extends to other cases. The Gemara's case of HaBara Misgagel, the person puts something down on one street, and it could be mazik there, but it wasn't mazik there. People walking by, behemoths walking by, kicked it to another street. And after it landed in the second street, people walked by, and they were genizikt on it. So the Gemara says that we learn it out of a mamatzinu from Bar and Shar and Eish, Bar and Shar, that it is chayiv. We learn it from Bar and Shar. Yeah, why not from Bar and Eish? Yeah. Why don't we learn from Bar and Eish? Huh? We learn Bar Miskalgel from Bar, and then we say Mal Bar Shein Kayach She Maisav Garmaloi. So why don't we learn it from Bar and Eish? All right. So we're gonna have to, someone has to come up with a teretz, and the teretz in the back, he has the kasha. If the previous case was from Bar and Eish, why don't we learn Bar and Eish here? So the fact I don't have a good teretz. But anyway, let's get back to Bar Miskalgel. Bar Miskalgel, what's the din? So once it lands, who's responsible? Only the person who put it down. He's completely responsible for it. The person who put it down is responsible and finished. What?
Tosfos says. Supposed to ish.
At the end of Tosfos. Of Zaina Shainasa Bar. Because Nasa Bar. Okay. Because in the first place it was Nasa Bar, and Tosfos holds that that's enough. Yeah, right. Okay, just go ahead. Getting back, so again, you have a bar, a miskagel. After it lands, it's the responsibility of the Baal HaTakala. The question is, that the Gemara does not address, is what happens when it's traveling. If Bederech Hiluchai, somebody kicks it, and it's magic as it goes. Who's responsible? Is it the bar, the Baal HaTakala? Or is it the person who kicked it, or the animal who kicked it? Who's responsible? So Tosfos brings that Rashi said a svara that ain't dakel shel b'nei adam l'sbayin b'drachim. Therefore, if a person kicks it and it causes damage, really it should be potter. Only the Baal HaTakala should be chayiv. If that would be true, the sugya would be very good. Baal HaTakala is chayiv for everything. But Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos says that the metzius is that a bar misgalgel. If a person kicks it, it won't kick it hard enough to be mazik, unless he kicks it for kavana. And in that case, he should be responsible. So therefore, Tosfos comes out. Tosfos says, klal, that any time two people together cause a hezek, the first person prepared the eish or the bar or the shah, whatever it was, and the second person came along, and the second person used the first person's shar or bar or eish, whatever it was, and the kavana used it to be mazik, so only the second person is chayiv. That place is klal. Then when two people together created a hezik, the first person created the davar hamazik, and the second person actually did the hezik, always the second person is chayiv, so we have three cases of that. a case of Eish, where Reuven made a fire, and Shimon threw somebody's clothing into the fire. So what's the din? So only Shimon is chayiv. Even though Reuven made the fire in Levi's backyard. They had no right to do it. But that fire by itself wasn't massive. Shimon came and took Levi's kelim and threw him into the fire. Since he did it by kavana, he's the only one that's chayiv. The same thing, if Reuven dug a bar, and Shimon came and pushed Levi's shar into the bar, only Levi is chayiv. I could hear a third case. This is a case of Eish and a case of Bar. Same thing, shar. Let's say you have a shar. And even let's say you left your shar in someone else's backyard without rishus. And Shimon comes along, and he takes Levi's food and puts it into the mouth of Reuven's shar. So who's chayiv? Is Reuven chayiv? His shar was in someone else's backyard eating. So Tosfos says, no. If Levi, the kavana, took Shimon's food and put it into the shar of Reuven's mouth, the one who did it, the kavana, is chayiv. That's the klal of Tosfos. We paskel like Tosfos. It's brought down in halacha. And this third case is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Besides the two cases Tosfos brings, all three cases are in halacha. Reuven made a fire, or dug a bar, or had a shar. And Shimon came, and the kavana, he took Levi's things and either threw it into the bar or the eish or the shar. The halacha is the one who did it by kavana is chayiv. Some places that's only by kavana. If the second person did it, shaloi by kavana. If the second person caused the hezek not deliberately, the Tosfos then, they're both chayiv together. Then they're both chayiv, like the Gemara Tosfos brings, shar v'adam shadach v'ilabar. Shar and Adam pushed an animal into a bar. So it's more complicated. There you have three shutfim. You have the Balabar, and you have Reuven, and you have, let's say the Balabar is Reuven. So Reuven digs a bar. And now Shimon comes, and together with Levi's behema, they push Yehuda's animal into this bar. So Tosfos, they're all chayiv. If they did a shalai b'kavana, they're all chayiv. Shalai b'kavana lahazik. They didn't realize there's a bar, and the shara was stuck in the middle of the road, and they were pushing it. Accidentally, they pushed it into the bar. So all three are chayiv. Because shalai b'kavana, everyone's an equal shutif. It's a little complicated. How would you split how would you split it? If one person digs a bar, and a person pushes a shara into it, How do they split the teshlumin? The Balabar pays half, and the person who pushed it in pays half, right? What do you think the din is if Reuven digs a bar and Shimon and Levi together push a shar into the bar? So it says kulam chayavim. How do you assess the teshlumin? A third to each, or? Is he shaking it this way and you say, yeah, that's a very, for marriage, it's a very good arrangement. Again, if one person dug a bar, two people pushed the shar in, kulam chayavin, so how do you split it? How do you split it?
Each one half.
They pay three halves?
Each one a third.
Each one a third. So the Bala bar, if two people pushed it in, he pays a third. And if one person pushed it in, he pays a half.
You're not looking at each one's mice. This mice is not the chayiv you're going to have. You're part of a mice. You're just doing your shutif and a mice that was the head.
So what's the pshat? The balabar is really chayiv the whole thing. Just since there's someone else paying, so mainly he pays less. So if there's one other person paying, mainly he pays half. If there are two other people, mainly he pays a third. That's what you're saying. Which makes sense. No? The Balabar is really responsible. Really should be responsible for the whole thing. He dug a bar and a shark came by and it fell into it. Normally he'd be responsible. Just Hayais, someone else is also responsible. So Mimela, they split it. There are two other people also responsible. Maybe they should split it three ways. We'll see if that's so. This is the halacha, the way it comes out from Tosfos. There are two major problems with Tosfos' Hanacha. the Tosis Psak, which is the Psak Lahalacha, there are two problems. One problem, if it's true that when I put something down on East 9th Street and you kick it to East 8th Street, or your shark kicks it to East 8th Street, if it's Mazik Derech Hiluchai, we're 50-50 partners in the Hezek, which Tosis says is true, then why, after it lands on East 8th Street and someone else comes by and gets hurt on it, why aren't we still 50-50 partners? Even the kicking of this item, this bar from East 9th to East 8th, while it's traveling, it's Mazik, we're 50-50 responsible. I put it there, you kicked it there, or your animal kicked it there. We're 50-50 responsible. So why, when it stops, why aren't we 50-50 responsible? I put it down on this street, you kicked it to the other street. It's very, very hard to answer why Derech Hiluchai we equal Shutfim, and once it lands, suddenly I'm the only one responsible. The Baal HaTikvah is responsible, not the one who kicked it there. It's very hard to answer such a kasha. It sounds like a gevaldik kasha against Tosfos. Like, how do you get out of this? Huh? Is the way out?
There's no. It's not the Maisa. That's the second guy that kicked. His Maisa no longer is in
Maisa,
the bar.
He put the bar on East 8th Street. That's where the person got hurt. He put the bar in the second place. And that's where the person got hurt. No.
My tefillah that I put there was a bar. Right now it's a bar, it's in different place. It's not my bar that I put there.
And you didn't put it on that street. On that street, the guy going down the street with the guy hurt.
I put a bar in, let's say, in the world. I mean, a magical bar here. So
right.
This magical bar was still magic, even though it was in a different spot. So I'm still the one that did it. But if it was off, but there at the loop, it's not the magic that I put there. So then he had a bar in it.
You caused this thing to end up on East 8th. You didn't put it on East 8th. You didn't put that bar down. You caused it to get put on East 8th Street, right? You're not chayav for putting it on East 9th Street.
Right.
You're chayav for the place it ended. You caused it to end there. So I caused it derech hiluchai also. It's the same cause that I caused it to get kicked and I caused it to land. What's the difference? It's the same shame hamazik. Why is it? Why should that matter? That it's the same.
I kicked somebody, so you want to be chayiv me out chayichay. So I don't need to be mine. I can put somebody else's item and I'll still be chayiv.
Well, you dug a bar.
I didn't dig a bar. I kicked a bar.
Let's say you would go into your backyard, and you would take your own rock in your backyard, and you kick it out in the middle of the street. You're not chayiv for putting a bar in the street. So why not here also? Why when you kick my rack from one street to another, why isn't my lama kasekilu mishusai? Why aren't you an equal shutif in this bar?
It's the same kasha we have seen in the bar. I open
the digger, you mean?
Yeah.
By somebody who opens a bar. Well, there, it's because the Torah said all you have to do is cover a bar. It's a chiddush in the Torah. I think if I dig a bar, I have to fill it up. So the Torah says, no, it's enough to cover it. It's a chiddush in the Torah. That covering it is adequate. And then I'm potter. The truth is, it's taka kasha, why the person who dug it doesn't have some responsibility later. I think what the mafarshim answered there is that it's a gilei akara, that it's enough if you mechasen. The Torah says that if you cover it, it's enough.
There's no, when the guy kicks it someplace else, there's no reason for him not to pay the whole thing. We look at the hezek he did. He's either chayef for being pesheh for not watching, or he's chayef because it's his mama. So in the second place, he's still pesheh like the first.
Not really, because he put it on his knife. He didn't put it on his knife.
But it was pesheh on his knife.
What happens if he goes to East 9th and he puts up a barricade and doesn't let anybody down East 9th? His bar got kicked East 8th. Now he puts up a barricade East 9th. No one should go.
Afterwards?
Yeah. So now he'll be father. Lamaisa, no one got hurt on East 9th.
But it was Peshay with the bar, not. The bar is just the fact
but,
that it's.
But the East 9th bar he's not chayef for. He's chayef for the bar in the second location. And the bar in the second location, he didn't put it there. He didn't place it there.
Chayef for the bar, he's not chayef for the location.
It's hard to understand. You're saying the same thing that Michelle was saying. There's a second kasha l'chayra on Taisus. We have a klal gadol, Adam u'ed la'ilam. We never had a case. There's a difference if the Adam is mazik b'kavana or shalai b'kavana. Adam u'ed la'ilam, and Einis Gomer is different. But otherwise, we generally say Adam u'ed la'ilam. So why does Taisus say that there's a difference? If you dig a bar, and I push an animal in, or I throw a fire in, what's the difference? I throw something in. Why, if I throw it in myself, I'm chay for the whole thing. If I throw it in bikavana, I'm chay for the whole thing. If I throw it in shalai bikavana, I'm a 50-50 shotif. It doesn't fit with the rules of Adam Amazik. The rules of Adam Amazik are Adam Uid La'ilam. If Adam Uid La'ilam, what is Taisus? Taisus wants the answer, the Shverakef in two places. So he says, okay, here it's talking bikavana. If you do bikavana, you're totally responsible. And there, we have to set time, it's talking shalai bikavana. What's a svara? If there's a fire in your backyard, Reuven lit a fire in your backyard, and I go and I take your bag and throw it in the fire, why should there be any difference if I did it bikavana or I did it shalai bikavana? My responsibility should be exactly equal. Should be exactly the same responsibility. Mana, my nafkamina.
So when I made it fire?
The person who threw it in, should be exactly as responsible if you threw it in bekavana, or he's chayav the whole thing. Or he threw it shalai bekavana. If bekavana is chayav the whole thing, why shalai bekavana? Is he not? It's hard to understand that. What's the difference? By other amazik, we don't make a chiluk if you did it by mistake or purposely. I'm not talking about Aina's Gomer, someone did it asleep. Someone who, like I said, he's just pushing the animal down the block and he realized that there's a hole and he pushed it in.
Okay.
So let's say you're right. So now I go and I pull out the video camera of the incident, and I see Reuven lit a fire in my backyard, and Shimon threw my kalim into the fire. So who's chayiv? So assess it. Who gets
it?
You have to explain now, if you're looking at the way you're looking at it, why should I say the balabar is responsible if he's shalai b'kavana? The Balaish is responsible for Shalai Bekavana, and he's not responsible if plenty is Bekavana. It's a little hard to understand that. Yes, not for him. I went out of fire. Vote out of fire, I couldn't have done it. So let me tell you, and I'm saying this based on something it says in Shulchan Aruch, the way I would understand, the way I think in Halacha, at least like the Mechaber Ramah, I don't know about the Shach, a possible way of understanding this Taisus. When you have two mazikim that cause damage b'shutfis, typically the chayav 50-50. 50-50 really means, really each one is chayav for the whole thing. Since there are two people paying, so memeila they pay 50-50. If someone takes shalai b'kavana, someone takes someone's bag and throws it into a fire, he really should be chayav for the whole thing. Adam would liable. Just since the Bala Eish, anytime two people are chayav the whole thing, you don't give the person double. So each one pays half. So Chazal shuts up. I'm not sure why didn't they say Rotsa Mizegai or Rotsa Mizegai. I don't know the gather. But they said that you pay 50-50. In a case where of the two mazikim, one is clearly more responsible, one is more responsible for the hezek than the other, then we tell him to pay the whole thing. Any case it could be miyachis, the hezek more to one of the two, then that one is the one who we we pin the responsibility on. Why am I saying this? Because in Shulchan Aruch it says the following. It says two cases. The first case is easy, and the second case is the chiddush. Reuven has a shor. Shimon goes, he takes Levi's food and puts it into the shor of Reuven, and puts it into the mouth of Reuven's shor. Who pays, Reuven or Shimon? Trick question. Shimon pays, why? The kavana. If he did a shalai be kavana, say he thought it was Levi's animal, then they split 50-50. If he did it be kavana, then Shimon pays the whole thing. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah adds in the Mishin Tzadik Aleph, Siv Zayin, the following words. So Shimon pays the whole thing. Vim ein loy l'shalem, if Shimon doesn't have any money, then Reuven pays, the Baal HaShor pays. In other words, let's say in our case, Reuven made a fire in my backyard. Shimon b'kavana threw clothing in. Shimon b'kavana threw someone's clothing in. Shimon has to pay the whole thing. So after Ramah, but if Shimon doesn't have money, then you go to the Baal HaEish and he pays the whole thing. 1 minute, tremendous chiddush here. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that be'etzem they're both chayiv. Be'etzem they're both chayiv. The one who threw in the fire, the clothing is chayiv, and the one who lit the fire is chayiv. And that's true in both cases. That's true, sai, if he did it be'kavana, sai, if he did it shalei be'kavana. Even when he did it be'kavana, it says, if the one who did it be'kavana has no money, you go to the Baal HaEish, or to the Baal HaShar, or the Baal HaBar. So be'etzem they're both chayiv. Where they're both equally responsible. So he split it. They pay 50-50. When someone did it for kavana, he's more responsible. He's more of a mazik. So l'chatchilo, we put the responsibility on him. We throw it all on him. And he becomes the one that's chayiv. That's the chiddush of this taisus.
Even though
Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, but obviously a person does it for kavana, is more of a more responsible for what he did than the person who did shalai b'kavan. So what he does, because the one who does the bar also did a shalai b'kavan. What?
Calling the responsibility, not the
chayiv. We can phrase it however you're more comfortable. I'm just showing you that it's that way.
He's just as
chayiv, but he's the bigger mazik. He's the bigger mazik. Be'etzem in both cases, he's chayiv the full thing, the full amount. And if Tisum Shulchan Aruch, the other guy would run away, he'd pay the full amount. But when it comes to paying and saying, okay, you're chayav the whole amount, you're chayav the whole amount, split it, that kiddush, that you split it, is only where they're equally responsible. Where one is more responsible, you don't say it. That's what it seems from Simin Shin Tzadik Aleph says Zion. Im Kain, back to our sugya. What are we saying? We're saying when two people do a hezek together, really they're both responsible. Just that when one of the two, when one of the two is a bigger mazik, he ends up having the full responsibility. By bar misgalgel, when the bar is misgalgel, it's shooting through, somebody kicked it, the animal kicked it, and it's shooting, they're equal. The equal mazik, the person will put it down. And the person or animal that kicked it, they're equal mezikim. Once it lands, things change. There's a halacha, I mentioned to you last week, that a Baal HaBor is chayiv to remove his takola from the street. He has a responsibility to remove it from the street. Since he has a responsibility to remove it from the street, once it lands on East 8, the Baal HaTakola is more responsible than the one who kicked it there. Since he's more responsible, so we have this yisoid that Taisus is saying that when one is more responsible, we'll mechayiv him the whole thing, not the other person. That's the answer. The kasha is why, while it's flying, they're equally responsible, and when it lands, the Baal HaTakol is more responsible because the Torah put on the Baal HaMomon the responsibility to remove his objects from the street. And since he didn't remove it from the street, so therefore he's a bigger cause than the one who kicked it there. Getting it there, they're equal. The fact that it stayed there, he's more responsible. So therefore, we're mechayiv the Balat HaKalah. He's the bigger one of the two. So that's what we have to see if that's endless. It comes out that if the Baal HaTakol is not, doesn't have money, that the Megagol should pay. So you have to look at the Paiskim and see if it says such a thing. I'm sure it's going to say it. Otherwise, this whole thing will shift. It's the same Chiddush as Dama Dani Melech, which is the Ramah. There are Chokim on that Ramah. But according to that Ramah, that's what the Ramah is really saying. The Ramah is saying that they're equal, they're both total Mazikim. Therefore, when Machayev won over the other, that would explain this sugya. Why, when the bar lands, the Baal HaKalah Chayev, he has the greater responsibility between the two, and that's why we Machayev him the whole thing. I think that this is the pshat in the Gemara. There are achrayim, I can't point to one achrayim who puts it all together exactly this way, but I think this is the way to learn the Gemara, to learn the Taisus, pshat in the Gemara, and it stems with the Paiskim. Whenever I can't figure out pshat, I like to look in Halacha and see the way they learn. This is the way the Shach understood this Ramah. I think this is the way the Tzais understood, and Memeila explains Bar Miskagel. Now the Shach himself argues with this whole thing, but he does learn that this is pshat in the Ramah, and it's a chiddush. But at least it explains. It goes goes away to explain. It goes to Mahalach to explain.
He said it's talking about a bar after him. And he said once it's mapped, we can't say that he has the responsibility to that the chiyev is because he has the responsibility to remove his takala.
What by a bar? What I'm saying is true by a bar. The lay after inu, by a bar after inu.
Once you created
the bar after inu, the halacha is, but I think by a bar after inu that if the nefilah was behind this, if you mafker your potter. If the filo was bemezid, then being mafka doesn't help. It's asana kosif. So Mr. Mlethik shot here that there's no. In fact, Afkarinu doesn't take off his responsibility.
I think we had a Megadol
after it landed?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you how by asking you a question. If you have in your backyard a rock and you kick it into the street, you're not chayiv about making a bar? So why, if the bar is in East Nice Street, you kick it to East Nice Street, why are you asking how can you be mechayev of him? And the rabbi, I would think, if you were to ask me, bar of Iskago, I'd say, well, the first bar is gone. This is a brand new bar in East 8th Street. I would have said, the one who kicked it should be totally chayev. No? There's a bar in East 9th Street. And someone comes and he digs a bar in East 8th Street to fill up the bar in East 9th Street. That's not a good marshal. It's a new bar. But basically, it's a new bar when you kick it. I think it's a davar mistaver. What? But I don't think how there's a shachis here. Here we kick the bar from one place to another. It's a bar all the time. The only way I can understand is that the chiyuv asalka plays into the cheshbon. Alright. So now let me read you something interesting. Not that this wasn't interesting, but I always need a counselor in the class. Okay, so Shaila here. I was looking around for Shailas and Halach and Bar Miskagel. It's very hard to find. There are very few truths of cheshbon mishpat that are printed, but they're a klal. But here's a case in the Pesachei Chayshin. Yesh l'stapik. B'noyig b'mechaynis. Someone's driving a car. B'tiza evan b'zika. And you're driving a car, and the car goes over a stone, and it flies out, and it's mazik somebody. So he says, harizek k'miniach koyved ala evan. You put something heavy on a stone, and that causes it to shoot out. Says it should be Adam HaMazik. and that you're masking to, no? You drive a car, it goes over a stone, your stone shoots out, that's Adam Amazik, right? And you mask him. We have one from Rav Moshe, that by Adam, Koychoy, if he actually does, he's always crying. What? Shlomo Kavon, okay, well, Adam would lie to him, right? So, wait. So far, there are no two Mazikim here. What? Oh, okay, good. So that's what he says. One second. Penira oid. Koshken kshaydei hamachaynis nitzu mayim b'tach shlulu shalak fish. If you're driving and there's a puddle on the street, kshaham machaynis oiveres b'mihirus, you drive it over quickly, it splashes, davakaychei mamish. You should be mamish chayiv. No? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You're driving a car, that's what it says, he says in his first Tanakh in the end of his Dechashim. You're driving a car, you cause a stone to fly out, you cause water to fly out, Pashup shot. It's not that magic. If there'd be water here, and I go like this, and it splashes on someone and ruins his clothing, I have to pay for the cleaning bill or for the clothing. It's the same thing. In this pay case, you have to pay for the cleaning bill. Small pebble should be why? You're saying because ain't darker shul b'nei adam l'spain of b'drachim. Okay, one second. He comes to that. Oynira shema ever ayamayim shenitzu hunchu sham al yedei adam. What happens if a person put this rock down and someone drove over it and it shot out? What should be the din then? Someone put a rock in the street, and somebody drove and caused the rock to fly out and hurt somebody. So that should be Tosis' case. He says, Shneim Chayavim. Now, Tosis says that when a person kicks something, it's not normal to kick something and cause a hezek. That's if you're walking. But driving a car, you drive over something, it's very normal to cause a hezek. Afa pishol gabi barim misgalgal baragli odom kaim alon hamagalgal chayi b'cholam hezek. Even though if you kick it with your foot, you're totally chayi. Like Tosis says, shem misgalgal pesheya. But, it's not normal when you walk to kick something so hard it's magic. So he starts like this. He says if you're driving and a rat flies out, hashkafa rishayna, you should be totally chayv. Hashkafa shniya, he says, 1 minute. If someone put the rock there, so now you're 50-50 mazikim, and you should only pay half. Lidachisa, on the third hand. Yesh loymar, she'ein derech naik b'mechaynis l'zboinim b'mechshelim kitanim, she'einim nirayim. Mar says, ein dakon shabal yadam l'zboinim b'drachim. Yesh l'paitroi, dum yad adam she'ein dakon l'zboinim b'drachim. U'memeh l'chayiv bal hatakola b'akol. Yeah? Those are three steps. You're driving a car, and you cause a rock to fly out and hurt yourself. Hashkafa Rishayin, it's a regular case of Adam Amazik, Yechayiv. Hashkafa Shniyeh, he says, 1 minute. If someone put it there, he's equally responsible. If it's Mazik, it's 50-50. Lidakisa, he says, when you think about it more, we have a klal, Ein Dakon Shel B'nei Adam L'Zbayin B'Drachim. Rashi, in the beginning of Tosfos, said that the one who kicks it is Potter, because he just kicked it normally, he's Potter. And Tosfos only argued because he said it's not normal. A normal walking person doesn't kick things hard enough to be massive. So up there, vice dice, Tosfos would be mighty to Rashi in a car. With the derech of the car, but derech iluchai, that things fly out from under the car and they're mazik. So it comes out Tosfos would be mighty to Rashi in a case where it's normal. So he ends up that the one who's driving should be totally potter. And the Baal Tekola should be the only one who's chayim. But that's his maskani. He has one exception. The Kalmak, and he says, if the fellow was speeding, in loy nitis ha'evin al mishushanag b'mihiros mufrezes nirak ha'ava kashigayayim. It's not the responsibility of the person who put it there. It's like a rosh in a mitzuya. He says, also, if it's a big puddle that normal drivers would see and go around, I guess he's not talking in New York, but if it's a very big puddle, normally you drive around it. So he says, then there's no terror to me. Davin shall be on the spine of a drachma. He has two exceptions. If the person's driving abnormally fast, and if it's something normal people go around. But otherwise, he says, the driver should be patur. Yeah. The chiddush of chayyim, that's what comes out of our sugya this way. Why isn't it chilasi b'pshia v'seifu v'aynus on the Baal Takalot? I think the assumption is that if a person had driven, I mean, even though if the person had driven slowly, it wouldn't have happened this way, but that's seifu v'aynus. So it should be chilasi b'pshia v'seifu v'aynus, and the aynus was caused by the pshia. The way we're learning the sugya, it's not shver. It's the way we're learning, they're both chayiv, he's just more responsible. If he's the more responsible, so he's chayiv, it would come out of nafkamina if he doesn't have money, if you have chayiv the other person. But it would come out. Alright, so this is the way l'chayiv pshat in the sugya works out. And like I said, whatever we said till now seems, I mean, I can't say the explanation is halacha psuka, but the explanation fits with all the halachas psuka is the halachas that say in Shulchan Aruch. Now, we come to the chiddush that Rav Shlomo Zalman says. And the question is whether, I think it's to everyone it's a chiddush, to say that if you put salt in a sugar bag, and someone else puts it into his cake, that you're chayiv. If you tell this over to anybody, everyone looks at you like there's something wrong. The question is, what's wrong with the hanacha? Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that the din of bar miskalgel is lav dafka bar miskalgel. Anytime you put something in a place where in the normal course of events it's going to cause a hezek, you're chayiv. So if you take a 5-pound bag of sugar and you fill it up instead with salt and you sell it to a balabasta and she goes home and bakes a cake, so Shlomo Zalman wants to say this chiddush that you're responsible, you're chayiv to pay for that cake. What's the case of grama? Why isn't every grama the same thing? So the cases of grama typically, I can't say all. Well, we mentioned a number of cases next week. We have to really go through every single case of grama to see if it stands. But the typical cases of grama were cases where you create a different mazik. You're a meiser. You show somebody where you could steal something. So what are you doing? You're creating that someone else is mazik. You give a shalheves or a gacheles to a child. You're causing that the child will be a mazik. The sugar, yeah, you're causing.
You put in the sugar. The sugar is because
she's
having mazik.
She's putting it in. It says that when she puts it into the cake, she's the mazik. She pours it.
Not a mazik, but she's doing the mazik.
Yeah, she's doing the Maaseh Hezek, not you. So, but why is the taka different than the grama cases? Where you show someone, let's say you have a guy who's a mukzik ganav. He's a definite ganav. I'm talking about a master, the government came. And I show him, this is where Plato keeps his money. Why isn't that bar miskalgel? I did something, this is in the normal course of events, this is what's going
to
happen.
Put something down.
Maybe it's only in this case the second person is going to be amazed. The second person amazed, right? The second person is zicher, a bigger mazik, then he's the one that's responsible. So maybe it's also not so good. So even if the second one's responsible by master, he's not going to pay. If he doesn't pay, then I should still have to pay. So what's the chiluk? What's the answer? Let's say Shlomo Zalman is not right. What's the answer? L'chayri's right. And yesterday, Mashal Shudis, I was sitting next to a Yidat HaMachacham. He's here raising money, but he has a yeshiva in Tzfas. And I told him this. He was surprised. Anybody you tell this to Shlomo Zalman too? I don't think, unless you heard it already, you know. But otherwise, everyone's surprised. So I said, how do you answer? So he said, I always thought Bar Miskaldal is only a din in the Mazik of Bar. It's a din in the Mazik of Bar, and it's only a din in the Mazik of Bar. So Bishas Maisa, I didn't have anything to answer, and I asked him why. What's a Svara? So he didn't really have a Svara. But L'Chaimi is wrong from the case where someone kicks it, and while it goes, it's being Mazik. Well, if I put a bar and someone shor is walking by, kicks it, I'm chayav 50%, even though that's not a mazik of bar anymore. It's a mazik of shor, right? So the shor kicked it; it was caused the hezek, but I'm 50% responsible for the mazik of shor. So you can't say it's only a din in bar. No, the hadid has become maski. We had a case once, the Machne Ephraim's case. The Machne Ephraim we discussed when we talked about Onus. The case of Machne Ephraim was Reuven tells Shimon to, let's say, break this piece of furniture. Kiilu, it's his own. And Shimon walks into Reuven's house, and Reuven says to him, I need this thing broken up. Right? I gave you an example. Shimon walks in, and Reuven says, here, have a cup of soda. He points to a soda. So Shimon drinks it. It ends up as Levi's soda. So it's a big joke, right? Reuven said, Shimon walks in, Reuven says, here, drink a soda. So he took the soda, he drank it. It turns out it's Levi's soda. So what's the din? Does Shimon have to pay? So he says, Shimon is an Einis Gomor. Shimon, I mean, if you walk into someone's house and he shows you something, he says, do it, do this, or eat it. So, I remember, the way I spoke out the case was that Reuven is a contractor, and he calls Shimon, he says, I have an order to break down someone's house. So he tells them, Levi needs his house gutted. So Shimon goes, and he guts Levi's house, and Reuven fooled him. Levi didn't order a goddess. That's come out the case of Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim's talking about a piece of furniture. Reuven tells Shimon, Levi needs this thing broken up. So he said that Shimon is the one who broke it, is a chapater. He's an Einis Gamma. Shaila, he was Dan. The person who told him, is that Gramma or is that Garmi? That was the suffix of the Machne Ephraim. Why isn't that Bar Miskaldal? Reuven tells Shimon, drink the soda, or he gives him an order, Levi needs his house gutted. Why isn't that also Bar Miskaldal?
You have to create the bar first before it's Miskaldal. That's the Mitakol in itself. You have to put something down.
When I put salt in the sugar, you say putting salt in the sugar is a Bar Miskaldal.
Yeah, because that's... You're putting it, you have to put something down.
You need a thing?
If you tell the person the sugar's in this bowl and takes that from the salt, then maybe it's not Bar Miskaldal.
Maybe for Bar Miskaldal you need to create something which is Miskaldal. It's not enough to tell people. A lot of cases of Grama Ataka telling people. What's a Svara? He's saying is maybe Bar Miskaldal is only if you create something which then causes hazard.
It's able to happen by itself.
But if you need another person to do it, the problem is the salt and the sugar also needs another person to do it. We need the other person to put the salt in.
No, but you need it to be able to happen by itself. In other words, the normal course of events. You can't, in other words, without, you don't have to be able to say, then just leave something there and leave.
So you're saying it's a difference if I tell someone that's sugar, or if I put it in a bag?
Well, I put it in a sugar bag and put it down, we know someone's going to take it.
I'll have to see the difference.
I have to see the difference.
The question is, it makes a chilling. What?
Doesn't Bar Miskaldal mean that the first mice in itself could have done damage? I put a stone on the floor, that stone could have caused damage. But a guy
what you're saying is a good svara. Maybe Bar Miskaldal is only if before it was Miskaldal it could do damage. But then what, how are you going to explain Rosh Hashanah's case? Yeah, you salt by itself, it could do damage. Salt could do damage. It's a mazik. Salt is not a mazik. You put salt in the sugar bag and you label it, then it becomes a... The one who knocked it down is Potter. He's an Einis Gomer. That's what Machfrayim says in the first small paragraph. He says, the one who is Zicha Potter. He's Einis Gomer. So but the Machfrayim is Mesupik, the other person's Chayiv. If it's Grom Ol Garmi. So I'm asking, why are you Mesupik if it's Grom Ol Garmi? Be Mechayiv him out Bar Mesgalim. He did something which is so normal in the course of events to happen that the other person's Einis Gomer. That means a Zicha no Ruach Mitzuri that's going to happen. What? Mechayev, what am I being mechayev him for? Maybe bar misgavel needs a maisa. That's just words. Why, if I can be maisa some of words, I'd be potter. True. Why? For mazik. Baishas devar in your potter. Why say mechayev? What? Baishas Devarim, the Gemara says, Yechayiv. So is the end of the parak. But why you potter by Baishas Devarim? I assume there's the reason because words are nothing. So you're saying grama is when I don't do anything, and bar miskagel is where I do something. I create, similar to what you're saying, I create something that eventually did hezek. So maybe bar miskagel is only... So maybe bar miskagel is only where I create something, so I have an ongoing responsibility. When I fool people, that will not be bar miskagel. What?
Hang up a sign.
So I send them a written. No, I think the idea is that it's not the magic. And when I write sugar on a bag, so it's more than a sign. If I write sugar on a bag of salt, that is bar miskagel. If I write a demolition order, that's not.
Again, if a bag of salt that says sugar on it, by definition, is a bar miskagel. It's something that's a damage. I'm saying, if somebody you write him on a D4, you're not doing the damage. It's not the alma.
Do you need my loan of a Kuski Lam Shu said to be Varmis Gagal? Okay, I don't know. I'm not. I'd like to find. I'd like this chiluk should make sense to me. It's a difference. But why it should matter? Why it should make a difference? It's not clear to me. Why bar miskagel? The way I understood this far bar miskagel is I set a series of events into motion, which will end up with this. You're saying no. I created something that's going to be mazik. Even though by itself a bag of salt can't be mazik anyway. But it can't be mazik anyway. A human being has to come and pour it into something, has to do something with it. I understand. The question is not why it's not similar to bar miskagel. The question is why is it not similar to when I tell someone to break down a house. Starting to hear, maybe you tell me a few more times, I'll appreciate the difference. The truth is, if we had a raya to it, I would be mekabel. We need more cases of bar miskagel, and I can't find more cases. I can't find more cases of Bar Miskagel. I'll tell you the truth. I wanted to find Shuvah Svarim. There's something about Bar Miskagel. I went on the... I have in the shul, we have on the computer collection, the Bar Ilan collection of Shuvahs, and I typed in Bar Miskagel, and I really didn't get anything. I got two Shuvahs. One is from Shem Salman. I was all excited. But he wasn't referring to Bar Miskagel. He was saying, K'moy B'sugi is Bar Miskagel. It wasn't... there was nothing there, and so I don't know. I was stuck last time also to understand exactly when it's a Bar Miskagel and when it's not. And I don't know, at least. Okay, there's one Tysus here that's also like we can't go past the Sugi without looking at it. The Tysus Timer Bahani. It's going to the next Gemara. That's very good. Okay. Okay. So this is a Bar Miskagel. The two parts of Bar Miskagel, getting klar the rule of Tysus, the klolim of Tysus, and then getting klar this. So tomorrow we're going to learn place can be by Sayem. The third case on the Amid. That Tysus, please, Tysus Timer Bahani, you should remember on your own, but if you don't, in Elizman we learned the first rush in the Masechta. Actually, it was the second half of the first rush. The second half of the first rush said a Chiddush of the Rif. And in the footnote on the bottom, it referred to a Tysus that disagrees. I think it means this Tysus. And, so that's on tap for tomorrow. Place can be based on.